Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, this is Deborah Bouffet of the Love by Intuition show and also founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio show right here at Revolution Boston, 1510 AM, where we reach 5 states locally and then worldwide, naturally via the internet. I also want to share that most of you that listen know that you can catch this show and all our host shows on our own station, Dream Visions, all one word, with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. The Love by Intuition show is Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., twice a day, Eastern Time. We've got a special show for you tonight, and I'm really excited. Actually, they are a couple that have a show on one of our affiliates, A to Zen. And so, first of all, I want to share Mary and Gary O'Brien, our best-selling authors who share the messages brought forward by ZA, a group of compassionate energies from all that is. They each have over 20 years experience working with people to create change in their lives. And since 2008, they have become the vehicle for the message channeled from spirit called the Path of ZA. Now, Mary and Gary began communicating with their guides using a channeled writing process, also known as spirit or automatic writing. The process enabled them to gain guidance and insights about challenges in their lives and a greater understanding about the role spirit plays in all of our lives and our connection with it. Quite quickly and unexpectedly, this grew into a conversation with a group of compassionate energies, as we know, called ZA, that communicated through Gary, who spoke the words they gave with him as Mary sat and asked questions and recorded their answers. And you, again, you can listen to the show that they have. ZA, I believe, is the name, and it's on Thursdays. And welcome to the show, Mary and Gary, because you can probably tell me at what time your show is.
Thanks, Deborah. It's great to be here. Well, we've actually just changed our time slot on the A to Zen show. We were Thursday evenings. We're now Tuesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We brought it forward an hour and changed days because we've just come back from 6 weeks touring up the East Coast, and the feedback we were getting from people is they love listening to the downloads and they wanted to be able to call in and speak to ZA and ask questions. And 10 o'clock was after a lot of people's bedtime, it seems. So we've been able to move to an earlier slot. So it's every Tuesday East Coast at 9 p.m.
Okay, great. And that's A2Zen, and that's .fm with a slash. And you can find that on our site as well. So for all the listeners, Mary and Gary are actually from Australia and calling in, and I didn't realize that they were 14 hours ahead of us. So I'm really thrilled that you are up this morning.
we do a bit of time traveling, so it's 11 o'clock on Monday morning here, and we can recommend Monday to everyone. Hang around until it arrives.
Yes. Yes. So let's get right into it, because we're going to be talking about ZA's teachings and the core message of reuniting human and spirit so that we can experience more joy, flow, and freedom in our lives, which is what I'm all about. Mm-hmm. And everyone's talking about, you know, free of limitation, having freedom, and learning how to get to that freedom. And then that we should all know that we're not separate from anyone or anything. Spirit, source, God, we're not separate. And that's, I think I'm on that role where teaching everyone that we're all one and God is within, the light is within us. So share your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and it's the same message that, Zar shares and that we share with people, because it's a profound message that's been brought forward to humanity for centuries. You know, it's not a new message. The ancients right. have been trying to get us back to that knowing for, you know, as long as recorded history has been around, I think. And Zar's message around that too is really clear, Deborah. You know, they say to us that once you recognize that you are the same as everything that you see around you, as the one that's next to you, as the very earth itself, you'll transform your own life, but you'll also transform life on the planet. Because all of the pain that we experience, all the destruction and violence we see around us is caused by this sense of separation and difference. So when we come back to that knowing of sameness, we actually start to interact in the world differently because we see the world differently and it becomes different as a result.
Mm, beautifully said. So how do we get people that are full of anger, regardless of those of us that are raising that vibration, how do we get them to open up their hearts and to absorb some of what we're sharing?
Mm. It's a question that people often ask in the private readings that Zar does with them, where they've got perhaps members of their family or colleagues at work that they have difficulty with, where there's a lot of aggression or conflict. And it always comes back to, you know, we need to be that light and that love for ourselves first, and then it provides that opportunity for others to feel it and experience it, and it begins to shift and turn on a light for them. So people will often say, you know, Zar, what do I need to do? I've got, you know, my partner X, Y, Z, and how do I, you know, how do I change that? And Zar always says, you begin with you first, young one. You know, it's always you, because as you change, they will start to see the joy that you are, and they will then want some of that. And of course, the reality is that sometimes people don't shift and change, and that's where free will always comes into it. You know, our soul is always guiding us back to a more complete knowing of who we are and to a space of greater joy and love. And in our human form, we have the choice to either listen to those promptings and follow those opportunities or not. So when we start to try to make others change, then we put all the power outside of ourselves, when we know that we become who we want to be in life, and then we create the opportunity for others, then it's an opportunity that's offered without any attachment, and so therefore it's taken up very often by people more easily.
Right. I totally agree with that. And it all starts with really getting to know the truth of who we are. And a lot of people sometimes question, well, how do they do that? But it's really listening to ourselves and paying attention to how we think, and the different things that we're thinking will show anyone if there's anger there, or if we're coming from a place of love, or if we're, you know, being derogatory to ourselves or others just by paying attention to the thoughts that are running through our heads. Do you do a lot of teaching about the thoughts? Because as we know, those of us that are conscious know that whatever we're thinking is what we're creating.
Mm. Yes. Hi there, Deb. Look, it's fascinating. I think there's a space there where people so quickly judge themselves. They feel like they should be feeling a particular way, and that their sense of self, you know, sometimes they can, when everything is flowing really well, they can stay in that energy and they're really happy. And then the moment something goes wrong or they go off track a little bit, then this sense of themselves just takes this big dive, and then they begin to judge. And I've listened back to many of the tapes that Zar has talked with people about, and because I don't really remember much of what happens when Zar comes in. And the thing is that they say is that you have to understand that, you know, the moment that you begin to judge yourself, then, you know, you begin to separate again from that, your own expression of that light. So understand that there are the ups and the downs in life, because that is life, and that the more that you can just come back and begin to reconnect to that space, even though something, you know, has happened to you that you haven't liked or someone said something, you keep bringing it back to this space of connecting to that inner, your own inner warmth and your own inner knowing. And that, you know, the more and more that you do that, you create a stronger sense of freedom, and you just release yourself more and more from the judgment, and that way your thoughts change as well.
And one of the things Zara talks a lot about, Deborah, is awareness. And they've shared a lovely practice with us called the Circle of Three. And the Circle of Three is awareness, acceptance, and compassion. And so the first point, as Gary was describing, is that awareness. You know, as you're saying, when we catch our thoughts, when we're being judgmental or hard on ourselves or critical of others or whatever the, you know, the thought process might be, that first step of awareness, of knowing that that's what's happening, is the key. And then the acceptance piece is when we accept that without any judgment of ourselves or anyone else. So that's where the compassion comes in, because compassion allows us to be present to things without judgment or blame. And so once we start to accept with the awareness that we've just gained of what's happening to me, how I'm feeling, what other people might be doing, what my judgments are, then because there's no attachment, the frequency allows that then to release. So it's a really simple process for people to work with, and we give a lot more detail in our new book, Reuniting Human and Spirit. But people have been getting fabulous shifts because it allows them in that moment to be aware of their thoughts, release any judgment or attachment, you know, the stickiness that often happens in those times, and expand back to that knowing of who they are and move through the situation more gracefully and more easily.
Mm. And that's the key, is moving through gracefully. I'd like to ask the two of you, and being that you're in, you know, another country, Australia, what are you seeing in the last, say, 6 months with this new year of 2012 in your area or the people that you interact with client-wise and family and all? What have you seen that is so different now than it was, say, 6 months from now, before?
Interesting question. I think there's definitely a lot more awareness. People have a sense that with 2012 being such a significant year with all of the information from the Mayan calendar and so forth, that there's something's happening. You know, people are really attuned to being aware of the things that are happening around them that might be signposts of change. And that's true. You know, we're seeing that here when we talk to people as well as when we're in the States. What's interesting is when people ask Zara about 2012 and the significance of this time in the calendar, their response is a really interesting one. And that what they say to people is, yes, it's significant because humanity is making it significant. You know, it's a focusing of all of our awarenesses and intentions, and that's what makes it powerful. Because we have so much more awareness that something's going on, then again it comes back to that awareness piece. We're more aware of our thoughts and where they might be leading us, and whether we're thinking thoughts that are actually going to help us feel more expanded and connected to a broader consciousness, or are we having thoughts and following, you know, trains of action that are keeping us more restricted. So people, I think there's been definitely a shift in people's awareness, and from that a shift in the responsibility people are taking to be more aware of what they're creating and what they're wanting to manifest around them.
Right. And a lot of truth is coming out. I believe that many of the people that have maybe held secrets or things that have been experiences in their lifetimes as a child or otherwise, everything's bubbling up, surfacing up, and it's opportunity to clear that. It's really a gift in a sense, even though when going through it, you might be down on your knees and in the dirt, but bottom line is, you know, it's an opportunity to clear.
Yeah,
so what does Zah have to say about that? Is he able to come through?
Well, and, oh, yeah,
should I say?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'll just if you guys chat amongst yourselves. And,
Gary will head off. And,
yeah, I'll go for a wander.
Zara will join us as soon as they're here. I'll welcome them. It usually takes, you know, maybe, I don't know, 30 seconds or so for the energy to come in and for, you know, for Gary to settle. I have no idea how he does it, but Gary manages to clear his mind and he goes off somewhere, you know, the way we said he'll head off.
Yeah.
We don't know where he goes, but he manages
a beautiful place.
So that Zara's energy can come through and speak with us.
Yes, and we're going to be taking a break we've got like 3 minutes, so we can talk, Mary, and then it'll be a few minutes. We'll be back from the break, and Zara can share. What have you found with yourself, Mary? Have you experienced, and I'm asking you this because I've experienced myself personally, I've been in a beautiful place, however, some things have bubbled up and I had to address them. And it was a number of things wrapped up all in one, of which I had thought I had cleared those levels, but there was still more. So it's like going deeper and deeper these days.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's been an interesting journey, well, for both Gary and I, but I'll speak for myself, as in the last 4 years since we've been working with Zara, because it really has been a turbocharge to my own personal journey, and a lot more stuff comes up and it continues to come up, it's, you know, we're so fortunate because as things come up, then it's often the opportunity for a new practice that Zara will bring through to work with and clear that and to expand into a different knowing of self, and through that then we have more information that we can share with others. So it's the last 12 months, I think, has been in a lot of ways a real, quite a roller coaster, because there's been a knowing of this message and this information and the work that we're doing, and there's also the practicality of, you know, real life, what we tend to think of as the real world, which has time involved and often is slower than we feel it to be energetically. And so it brings up, you know, for me, it's brought up a lot of questions and doubts about, you know, the role of spirit and the role of, you know, my role in the physical working with spirit, and it's one of the things that talks about a lot, about the mind.
Yes. Well, hold that thought, Mary, because we do need to take our first break. Everyone, we are with Mary and Gary O'Brien, and they are able to be connected, well, you're able to be connected to them by going on their site, The Path of Zara. Zara is D-Z as in Zoo, A-R.com, thepathofzara.com. The numbers to call when we come back, anyone that would like to speak with Mary or Gary, our numbers here are 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. That's local, toll free, 866-338-9663.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Have a charity you'd like to help by raising money? Having a fundraising gold party is a fun, unique way to accomplish just that. It's as easy as inviting friends, relatives, and neighbors to bring their gold and or sterling silver jewelry they'd like to sell. They don't have to buy anything. It's the reverse. The attendee receives a check for their jewelry, and the organization receives 15% of the proceeds on the day of the event. The Party of Gold Company is women-owned and better Business Bureau accredited. Since we have no overhead, our prices are better than jewelers. Have a fundraiser for auxiliaries, committees, schools, baseball leagues, churches, and nonprofit foundations. For more details or to book your fundraiser, call Deborah Beauvais, Gold Specialist, at 508-431-1959. That's 508-431-1959. Or Deborah B. at partyofgold.com. Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick. Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what the next best step is for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, an extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, and teacher. Hear your answers every first and third Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Deborah Beauvais of the Love by Intuition show. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution, Boston. This show, actually, with Za and Mary and Gary O'Brien, will be heard Tuesday on Dream Vision 7 radio, and that's Tuesday at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., so tell your friends, and you can listen to that. Also, I should mention that we air A2Zen shows. You can hear Za and all the other hosts with that affiliate at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on our station. We have a caller, and for those that just tuned in, we are with Mary and Gary O'Brien, who are best-selling authors and share their messages brought forward by Za, a group of compassionate energies from all that is. And Angelica, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you for calling in. And you're from the Stoneham area?
Right.
Yeah. Did you have a question for Mary and Gary?
Yes, I do. I have a twofold question. The beginning of the question, it doesn't seem very deep, but it really is. I just wondered, my son is 18 and he's coming into the Stoneham area, well, to pick up a car and then drive it back, about 3 hours. And I wonder, is he going to go through the day safely tomorrow? And the second part of the question is, does he have, does he have strong angels and spirit guides around him? Because I've been estranged from him, and I want to know if he's protected.
Thanks, Angelica. There was just I didn't quite hear the first question. The second part was, does he have strong angels? But the first question,
The first part of the question relates to tomorrow, and my son is going to be coming and getting a car and driving it back, and I want to know if he is going to accomplish all of this safely. Is he going to make it back safely?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Look, because we have Zara has joined us there, so this I think it would be a lovely question for Zara to answer, so you get a very expanded answer from Spirit about
that's
your question.
That's good, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Zara, mm-hmm. over to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So welcome, young one. So may we ask you some questions so that you may obtain the answer for yourself?
Okay. Yes.
And so, young one, what is this expression of fear that lives so deeply within you?
The expression of fear is that, you know, he's young and I haven't seen him in a while, and I just don't know if he can make it back safely because he's a new driver. And of course, I'm talking about, that's the answer.
And so, understand all that is being expressed from you toward him. Understand and know that you, young one, must begin to feel a stronger sense of self-worth and love for you. Understand that he is also upon his own journey. Know that his safety is expressed through your love, through your love for self. So you are an energetic being, young one. Do not allow your fear to encroach upon your love. Do not allow your sense of the world around you to determine what will be his expression. And so understand, you ask if there are angels. There are energies that are around so many beings. It is whether or not, through the understanding of who that person is, what they feel about themselves, who they know themselves to be, as to whether they allow these energies to be heard. Your young one does not need the sense of protection. And your young one also needs the expression of love. Allow the love to come from you from a genuine space, young one. Not from a space of fear, but from your expression as a mother to your son. Regardless of time. Regardless of what has passed. Allow that true knowing of that love that lives within you to be what is felt by your young one. Can you understand?
What he's saying, Angelica, is when we hold love for ourselves and we truly know every piece of us that we love ourselves, that radiates to your son and everyone else. So he, if we hold the safe and the love, he is safe. Am I?
Okay. All right. Well, I really couldn't hear the answer. It was a little bit like muffled, but I really Well, my son really doesn't love me, but I do love my son. And I just, you know, I just want to make sure that he's going to be safe tomorrow going back in that car.
And one of the things that Zah said, Angelica, that you might not have heard was they said that he doesn't need protection and that we all have energies around us that can support and protect and help us, and it's about whether we allow ourselves to be open to that support and to feel them and to hear them. So the more you send love to him and the love for yourself as well as the love you have for him, what you do is you create that safe environment for him to navigate through life, whether it's picking up the car and driving somewhere else or crossing the street or meeting someone. It creates that opportunity for him to live his life through a frequency of love rather than a frequency of fear and doubt, even though, you know, we understand the fear comes from the love you have for him. But energetically, you want to be sending him love and see him as being safe. Know that he's safe and guided and protected, and that's then what he'll be experiencing.
Right. And at the same time, too, he, even though you may feel he does not love you, he does. At the soul level, he loves you. So know that, even though he may not show it in different ways.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Angelica, and bless you, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Okay, good night.
Good night. What I would like for, if you can share what you are seeing or what we need to do, those of us that are conscious and awakened and in serving others and radiating that love, what do you see the next step for all of us?
And the next step for all of you is to accept it, you see. Because it was the perfect question to follow your question, young one. The one of that young being who through her expression of love felt so much fear. The fear, you see, you must feel love for love.
Right.
Even though we wish and understand that you wish all your families and friends to be protected. But it must come from an expression of love and not from an expression of fear. The only way that can begin, and the way that that begins then to change the world, is to accept the expression of self that you are. To accept your sense of self-love and self-worth. To begin to create a world from this knowing. From this knowing of who you truly are and not from the physical expression that you see in your mirror each day. We understand. We could talk for so long, and we will endeavor to keep our answers short. So we can continue or we can slow.
Well, thank you. I should probably give out the phone numbers again if anyone would like to call in and talk with Mary, Gary, or Zah, and Zah is with us at this moment. The numbers here are 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. Mary, how do you feel when you're around Zah? Because as everything is channeled to you, do you feel the light? Do you elevate yourself in that love? Is it different than your day to day?
Yeah, it is. It's a very expansive and joy-filled frequency to sit in. And it's one of the things I love when we do either the radio shows or the talks or any of the events we do. I get to sit there and bathe in the frequency as much as anyone else does. And one of the lovely things is that when we sit in Zara's frequency and engage in conversation with them, whether, you know, you're directly asking a question or people that are listening to the radio show that are just listening to their words, we're affected by that because of the frequency that's encoded in what they're sharing with us. And so for me, I always feel fabulous in their presence. And what's interesting is it's becoming more and more that's my experience, even when they're not physically here through Gary. And that's the path for all of us to be able to, you know, stay in that expanded frequency and that space of joy and love, even when we're doing the mundane things like, you know, working at the computer or doing the dishes, rather than there being that duality of it feels great when I'm meditating or I feel fabulous when I'm actually sitting having a conversation with Zara, and the rest of the life's, you know, a bit ordinary. So it's a great energy to be in, and the practice for me is always how do I stay in that expanded, connected space of knowing who I am, even when Zara's not physically available through Gary to speak with.
Sure.
But then you see, young ones, that is the purpose of this 2012 as well. Yet again, another pivoting point in humanity's awareness. For when we come forward, and for those who sit within our space, what they feel is the light and the compassion that we are. And why do they feel it? They feel it because that is who they are. Within that moment, they are allowing their true sense of self to be accepted. And this year is when so many beings are awakening to allow that expression of themselves, that expression that has always been there from the very first life that they have lived, that they are allowing this love, this light, this warmth to be realized, and then to accept it, and then to begin to live your life from that knowing, not from the image in the mirror. For that is part of the physical you that has endured so much. But from the light, that is the eternal expression of you. Live your life from that space. That is how change occurs, young ones.
Right. I have another question for many of the people that call in and ask, and you can maybe sit with it because we're going for a break as well. Time is flying. But there are many people out there that, and I can think of a couple of them, that have lost their children. And they're having recently, in the last year, and recently they've had such a tough time without seeing them. They can feel them, but they don't see them. And I have my own wisdom that I've shared in my humble way. But I'd like to ask coming back, and I'll hold that thought for when we come back of what they're asking. This new world that we will live in, will they be able to see them with the eye instead of just feeling? So I'll leave you with that. Everyone out there, don't go away. We'll be back more with Mary and Gary O'Brien and the Channeled of Za. Back in a moment.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Tune in every second Saturday at 3 p.m. for Maximum Success, The Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Everyone, I'm Deborah, and yes, you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 broadcast here at 1510 AM, Revolution Boston. We are with Mary and Gary and Zah. If you'd like to contact them after the show, just go on their site, thepathofzah.com. Zah is spelled D as in dog, Z as in zoo, A-R. So it's all one word, thepathofzah.com. They also have their own radio show with affiliate A2Zen, and that's A2Zen, just as it sounds. The 2 is the number 2, A2Zen.fm, and you can hear them on Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you'd like, we still have some time if anyone would like to call in and talk to Zah or Mary or Gary. The number is 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. And before the break, if I may, Zah, I was asking for some people that have actually connected with us, wondering if this new world that we will come to will include being able to see their lost children in the physical versus the soul.
You say, young one, it is a very interesting expression. the one in which we look down upon and see your human expression and your connection to the knowing that we have of what occurs when you leave. There is, you know, expressions in when young ones, young children leave prematurely. And in some of these circumstances, there is no reason. There are still things that occur within the universe that just occur. And so, for a parent to attempt to find their young one again with an expanded consciousness, then you must begin to understand who you are. You see, your soul is the expression that gives birth to you, to the energy that you are, to the true expression of you. And that soul has its purpose, as do you upon this planet, to expand the expression of your soul, which expands the expression of the universe. When a young one passes so quickly, then it is consumed back into the compassion of the soul and of all that is. It does not feel the pain. It does not feel the separation. It only feels the love and the true warmth that it is and that it knows. The energy that you understood as your son, as your daughter, that expression, it is there, it is eternal, it is a part of the expression of the field, but the true essence that you once knew, that will move to become reborn again, because that is its purpose, just as you will when you leave. You have had many sons and many daughters. It is difficult to describe because we understand your pain. But in the true expression of it all, that there is no pain for those who leave, who pass, there is only the expression of the freedom and of the compassion, because that is their light, and that is the light they were born from. For you to reconnect with them again, you will reconnect to that essence of what you knew.
Right.
The true expression of them has and will continue to expand and grow. Mm. It is difficult, we understand.
So, Zara, is it that as we allow ourselves to be more connected ourselves energetically into our soul, and therefore we have more awareness of the non-physical of energy and souls and energies that are around us, that our knowing of that aspect of them, that expression of the ones that are past being still near us, becomes clearer and stronger to the point perhaps where we have a sense of being able to see them, even though, of course, they're not actually there because their soul has already left. But that expression of them is more available to us.
What you begin to understand is the purpose of all of this. You begin to understand the energy of you and the energy of your young one that has passed. You begin to see and to feel the beauty of you and of your young one. You do not see or feel the separation. You feel the wholeness. You understand the expansiveness of you and of the young one that has passed. Because you begin to understand that they have not really passed. They have passed from the physical, but they are expanding. They are moving into another existence, into another expression.
Do you feel you that...
One day
I'm sorry.
Continue, young one.
Oh, I was going to ask, do you feel that our souls are reincarnated right away? Or because some feel that it's immediate, some feel that it might be other work to be done before they come back in another human container? What is your message?
Human container, we like that. You have been listening. So I understand, young one, the soul is never reincarnated. The soul is the soul you are.
Yes.
Your essence, your expression. And as for time, it is quite dependent, for there is only time in the human form.
Yes.
And so, from one expression, you become reincarnated straight away. From another expression, you also really enjoy just hanging out and playing within the field that truly gave birth to you. But when there is no time, it is always the right time to return.
Yes.
It is very difficult. We understand. It is why we have never been human. It is too confusing.
It is such a thing, Deborah, isn't it, where we're trying to make sense of all of this from a human framework, which has things like time and linearity and all of those things which we need to be able to have the conversations. And yet, as I often said, at some point language is going to let us down. The constructs we have to work with and understand aren't expansive enough at this stage from a human perspective to really get our wrap our heads around this. We get approximations, though, which is helpful.
Yes, exactly. Well, we only have like 3 minutes, so I would like to say to all of you, what would you like to leave with the listeners this evening?
We wish you to know, young ones, that you are worthy of all that you desire, that you are truly a great expression of love and compassion. And if there is only one question that you ever ask yourself in the rest of your existence, it is this. It is the question universal. It is, who do you know yourself to be? It is a question that is never answered, yet as you go forward and answer it, it will create your life, for you will do it with awareness. You will understand that you are not your pain. You will begin to accept the beauty that you are. You will begin to allow the warmth to guide you rather than your brain. And you will begin to accept. That is the whole purpose of you learning how to live. Allow yourself to accept your own beauty and know your own worthiness to be that complete expression of your soul and the physical. You, young Mary.
I think that's a lovely, it's a lovely place to end it, and to think, you know, the universal question, who do you know yourself to be, Deborah's answer, it's a question that actually never has an answer, but it's the practice of reflection of that that allows us to expand into a greater knowing of who we are and to live more clearly in connection with our soul.
Beautifully said, glorious. So I want to just thank you for honoring us with all of your sacred wisdom, and we'll have to have you back again. So until the next time, I thank you all for coming on the show. And for everyone out there, go on their site, The Path of Zahr, D-Z-A-R, thepathofzahr.com. And until next week at our regular time, au revoir, everyone. Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.